Hey folks, it's John. Welcome back to another episode of Talk to Me in the Car, a podcast about all things teaching related and education inspired that I record right here in my vehicle on my drive from work as a high school instructional coach here in Washington, D.C. Bad traffic is a good time to do some good podcasting, and I take about 10 to 15 minutes each week because I'm in bumper to bumper here outside of the city. So I do like a brain dump or a brainstorm, and I invite you to join the conversation all week long. This week, it's a brand new year, it's a brand new decade, and maybe it's a brand new you in the classroom. We'll get to that in a second, but first, some housekeeping notes. This is just the start of a conversation, so if you do like what you're hearing, feel free to subscribe on your favorite podcasting app. Or if you wanted to talk further, hit me up on Twitter. I'm at MeehanEDU. That's my last name, Meehan, M as in Mary, E-E-H-A-N as in Nancy, and EDU like education. As an instructional coach, I work with teachers across all different courses, all different content areas, all different grade levels. So the goal of these podcasts is to give you actionable strategies you can put in place in your classroom, whether you teach littles, middles, high schools, all the way up to adult learners. If you'd like to find out more, I have a website. It's www.adrenalinerush.com. That's adrenaline, like educational adrenaline. Spelled with an E there. And Adrenaline Rush is also the name of my book, which is all about game-changing student engagement, inspired by theme parks, mud runs, and escape rooms. So let's get to it. This week, it's a brand new week. It's a brand new year. It's a brand new decade. Maybe it's a brand new you. It's January, and if you're listening to this the day it's being released, new episodes every Monday. For many of us, it's our first day back in our classrooms with our students. Last week was the new year, and with the new year's holiday falling midweek like it did, many schools opted not to do the two-day work week, that Thursday, Friday, they just sort of take a pass on. The week prior, of course, was Christmas and Hanukkah and a bunch of other holidays as well. And so because that Christmas Eve fell on a Tuesday, most schools opted not to do the one-day work week where they would make us work Monday. So at the very least, most of us have had like a week and a half, 2 weeks off. Some have as many as 17 or 20 days, which is amazing, right? But it's hard to kind of get back in the swing of things, especially when so much of what school is patterns and routines, habits and consistency. My first coach I ever had, my first mentor or teacher, told me the more patterns you have in place in your classroom, the more systems you have in place in your classroom, the smoother your class year will run. And I took that to heart because something as simple as how do we use the restroom, right? Like, what's the protocol for that? Where do we turn in our homework? What do we do if they missed work? What do we do if we're absent? How do we rearrange desks? How do we, you know, stand up or adjourn for the bell or pass papers back or forward? Little things like that can add up over time to a lot of lost time if they're not properly taken care of. In Doug Liemov's book, Teach Like a Champion, he tells a story about a teacher who he had observed who practices the art or the science of passing out papers. And he passes them out and he puts them on a stopwatch and he says, all right, let's see what we can do. And then as the students pass out the papers, he says, hey, it's a minute and a half to pass out papers. Not bad. Want to pass them back in and see if we can do it faster? And they do it again. They do it again. They do it again. They do it again. On the clock again and again and again until they can get it down to like 17 seconds or something crazy. While that might seem like a wasted day of instruction, in Liemov's book, what he says is if that teacher is able to save 1 minute and 13 seconds every time they pass out papers, think about the number of times that in an average day you have to pass out papers to students. And if there's a system to that, how much time you'll save. He guesstimates, that if he can save 5 minutes a day, then in the course of a week, he has saved the better part of like a half an hour. And if he's saved a half an hour every week, then over the course of 10 weeks, he's saved 300 minutes. And in the course of 20 weeks, that's 600 minutes. And over the course of like 30 weeks, now it's like 900 minutes. And it's like, oh my gosh, you're talking about pretty much the equivalent of an entire extra week of school being saved just by virtue of getting your passing of papers down to a science and a routine. So as we get back into the new routine of the new school year, a lot of people set New Year's resolutions for themselves. Of course, we all quickly break them, right? The new routines will be in, oh, I'll go to the gym every day, or, oh yeah, I'll, you know, stop smoking, or I'll stop drinking, or whatever that winds up being. It's a nice idea, but without any follow through, without any pattern, without any routine, they tend to be short-lived. Because as humans, we find ourselves falling victim to, I guess it's either entropy, which is, I guess, the science of like things eventually decaying or falling apart, or it's just complacency, right? Like there's a certain amount of, it's easy to do what we always did. That's inertia. Like it's hard to do something different. And the challenge for all of us as educators is to remember, as we are going back to school this week, the same principle holds true for the young learners in our classrooms. Because for them, if entropy or complacency or inertia is the forces we're trying to overcome, what have they been doing for the past 17 days or 20 days? My guess is it probably doesn't involve waking up at 5:30 in the morning or 7 o'clock in the morning, then heading to a place where they sat for 40 to 60 to 80 minutes at a clip, and then went to another 40 to 60, 80 minutes at a clip, and then another, and then another, and another. Over the course of the holiday break or the winter break, they probably had a lot of autonomy, a lot of direction of their own choosing. You know, talk about doing tasks to mastery or doing things because they have a purpose. And even if the purpose was just to unwind and relax, in Dan Pink's book, Drive, The Surprising Truth About What Motivates Us, he says that people move for intrinsic motivation more than extrinsic motivation. And they don't do the carrots and sticks thing because they either aren't hungry for your carrot or they're not afraid of the stick. And so what winds up happening is, and you come to school and you say, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I need to line up, blah, 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 blah. They're like, or what? Like, go ahead, push me on this, see what happens. They're not really afraid of you cracking the, you know, smackdown on them, because they kind of know if 50 or 60 or 80 or 100 kids in the building are doing the same thing as they are, they're not going to be in uniform, they're not going to be in lines, they're not going to be on time or whatever the bells look like. Or on the other side, you say, come on, guys, let's get back into it and I'll give you candy. They're like, I just spent 3 weeks binge eating all the candy in my house, every sugar cookie I could think to have, every, you know, family dessert or treat, whatever it is. The last thing they need is more candy to be motivated. So I say all that to say, if in our classrooms we're not tapping into that intrinsic motivation, we're not recognizing the young learners or the people in our classroom as people, it's going to be hard to get them to move on anything. In Pink's book, he suggests that people move for intrinsic reasons for three reasons. He says autonomy, mastery, and purpose. And those are things that we kind of take for granted when we're on a break. Autonomy, you get to run your day however you want to. If you're like me, you probably changed your alarm schedule so you didn't have to wake up at 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning over the holiday break. Talk about mastery. You do things until you're done with doing things, and then you stop doing those things. Whether it's binge watching an entire series on Netflix like The Mandalorian, or going to the movies with friends or family, or wrapping gifts, or visiting church services. There's a mastery because there's a finite amount of time that you know you're going to commit to that thing, and you do it until the project is done. You don't wrap gifts after you're done wrapping gifts, right? You don't go back and watch The Mandalorian after you've watched The Mandalorian, unless you want to, because the mastery is in the, can I watch all of these episodes before date X or time X? And talk about purpose. If you don't have a purpose to what you're doing, then you're not likely to want to do it. In school, the purpose we give to many students is, hey, you gotta do this for the grade, or you gotta do this because the big test is coming up. But to a young person, and maybe even to an older person, that seems very remote, seems very far removed from their day-to-day existence. That test, that big, scary end-of-year test, is still like 6 months off. Even 4 months off is a long time away, and a lot can change in that time. Likewise, you're trying to overcome the idea that they're just getting back to school, and the purpose of these first days back are really to reintroduce your routines, to reintroduce all of those habits and those consistencies to help your students feel more acclimated to the space that they'll be doing the learning in. Famously, there's a saying in education that in order to go fast, sometimes we have to go slow. What that really does instill in us is a discipline and a respect for this solitude, that there's a time and place in our instruction to take a step back and say, look, rather than slamming through 400 years of content in 36 weeks or 32 weeks, or rather than slamming through the next 5 chapters of the book because we're falling behind and now there's snow days, oh my gosh, right? What if you just took some time to get back and reacclimate to your students? Because the precious, precious curriculum and the precious, precious pacing guide doesn't really account for the fact that there are human beings in the classroom who probably have a lot of human being stuff that you need to kind of kick the dust off or get the rust off before they go back into a full speed. They can go fast. I'm not saying they can't, but maybe there's a space likewise for more than just a, hello, how was everyone's break? Okay, back to trigonometry. Because I think if we spend a little bit of time reacclimating people as people, if they have 4, 5, 6, or 7 teachers, and you're the one teacher who's willing to treat them like a person, how much more are they likely to feel a sense of purpose in your classroom, a sense of mastery, and a sense of autonomy? That they're being recognized as individuals who are, hey, you had a holiday break. You were out of here for 2, 3 weeks. There's a lot of stuff you probably forgot. That's okay. I'm not gonna insult you by moving us through it at like a snail's pace, but I'm also not gonna overwhelm you by sitting here and just flying right back into it. There is a chance for an acclimation.
And for me, talking about student engagement, this lends itself really nicely to things that might be sort of one-offs, maybe, and I'm not saying like playing games in the classroom or movies, gosh, never movies, never movies. But the application of things like gamified classroom experiences, where you can do something like on the first day back, dividing them into teams. That's a very low level, lowercase g gamification. But hey guys, come on in, or come on in, gang, we're gonna split you up into red team versus blue team today. They have no idea what red team and blue team are going to be. But even that is a little bit of novelty, so it feels like fun as they make their way into the deep dive activity. Maybe it's just, hey, we're gonna look at this article and we're gonna pick opposing sides. I want you guys to be the pro and I want you guys to be the con. But you get to work as a team, you get a chance to get some of that social emotional in there. They get to talk about what they did over their holiday break, compare stories about what gifts or what family or what trips or what time they've spent away, what movies they've seen. And gradually then sort of easing them back into the classroom environment through the recognition that these are people before they are learners, and they're not going to learn anything unless they're treated as people first. Likewise, reinforcing routines and consistency as they're working in red team versus blue team. That's still a time to, you know, as they're asking to use a restroom, be like, oh wait, don't forget, what's our restroom policy? Oh, that's right. Or where's that homework pickup? Oh yeah. But like using something that's very light, very low level to kind of dip their toes back in it. Because if you push them too fast, if you push them too hard, what's going to wind up happening is they're going to gas out on you, or worse, they're going to revolt, and you don't want that, because that's going to set the next 4 or 5 months of your life up with a bunch of angry students in this idea that the teacher is, you know, the heavy and the students are like the mob who's being unfairly ruled. You don't want that. You want your kids to feel safe in your classroom. You want your kids to feel supported. And you want them to be recognized as people. So I can't stress it enough. Those first days back are a great time to reintroduce relationships, routines, patterns, consistency, and really give your students a sense of autonomy, mastery, and purpose if you can. At least that's my thoughts. I'd love to hear yours. Please feel free to tweet at me. I'm at MeehanEDU. Thanks again for tuning in this week, and we'll have more next Monday. Bye for now.